after 5 o'clock here on a busy Wednesday in New York City. Evan and Tiki on the fan with you for another hour and a half today. Juan Soto may stay with the New York Yankees, but he also may leave. What would hurt you more, the Red Sox or the Mets? We'll discuss in a few minutes, but it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the fan.
Cinco de Fivo, it's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. So as we all sat down last night and watched that ugly orange court at Madison Square Garden and the Knicks find their way into a quarterfinal matchup, semifinal.
They didn't find their way. They dominated their way into the quarterfinals. Let's put some respect on their name.
Okay, so it got me thinking. I got a lot of gripes with sports.
Mm-hmm.
What are the top five weirdest sports events that people care about, that bother me that people care about them? Okay, I'm bothered that people care about the following five things.
Okay, got it.
Does it include the NBA Cup or no?
Why don't you let the list play out? Here
no,
we go.
I'm just curious. Is this motivated by the NBA Cup?
Yeah, this is the reason why. Got me thinking of stupid events.
Fair enough, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Training camp play-by-play practice in the practices. Every August we do it. Oh, my God, did you see how fast this guy ran? Oh, my God, did you see how many passes this guy dropped?
That's so true.
And fans live and die for this stuff every August.
Can I defend myself for caring about it the first time it's tweeted out?
Okay.
The first time it's tweeted out, I'm excited about football. And it's the first sign of, wow, we're actually close. Because, and I said this the other day about the NFL, it's got the longest offseason.
Yeah.
So while there is a lot of stuff to talk about, there's no actual football. So when you get that first little inkling of real football and that's relatively close, it's exciting.
Okay, but we still overreact to it.
Definitely overreact.
All the time.
I agree.
Because we're excited for it. It makes us think it's close.
Right.
Of course.
Even though it's far away.
Well, that's why, by the way, I still get excited for football. That's why it's at number five and not higher up. So here we go.
Number four.
When your favorite baseball player is in the home run derby and, dare I say, wins the home run derby. I mean, my God. My God. And you know you Met fans are guilty of this with Pete Alonso.
Right.
I don't get it. I never understand it. I could never imagine sitting down for the home run derby and going, oh, my God, please, my guy's got to win this tonight.
I'm going to ask you a question. Be honest with me.
Yeah.
5 years ago, 4 years ago, when Joe Harris won the NBA three-point contest, how'd you react?
I thought it was cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was cool, but I didn't, like, slap hands with anybody and take the social media to basically be like, look, one, oh, let's go.
You know we have a segment called Posting and Toasted. Do you want me to fact check you on that?
Uh-oh, Sean.
I don't think I even tweeted about it.
All right, I'm going to fact check.
You know why, too? Because the last 10 years, I don't think I've watched NBA Saturday Night Live.
All right. I searched Joe Harris, and so far a lot of Joe Shane stuff is coming up.
Yeah, you're going to have to filter.
Yeah, this is going to be a big filter. Go ahead. Continue on.
Believe me, I probably killed Joe Harris in the playoffs. Here we go.
Number three.
Again, the events I'm bothered that people care about. Number three is Devil fan specific. Why do Devil fans care so much about beating the Rangers in regular season games? Regular season games? You've seen multiple cups.
You've never done it.
Never beat
regularly. You don't do it regularly.
It's pomp. Calm down, Tiki. The Rangers have beaten the Devils plenty.
Just in the postseason.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Like, Devil fans care about these regular season games so much.
So
it's a weird event to care about.
You treated the Islander Ranger Stadium Series game as a turning point of the season.
Because it's a rivalry. The Devil fans.
The Devils and Rangers are rivals. Whether you admit it or not doesn't make it not true.
Why do you think they're not rivals?
They're not rivals to people on this side of the Hudson. They are rivals to Jersey Ranger fans that go to school and are neighbors with Devil fans.
Hold on a second. Do you think Boomer Esiason, Long Island guy, what do you think he thinks of the Devils?
Right. They're like the Penguins and Flyers. They're a division rival. They're not their arch rival.
He doesn't hate the idea. Listen, the Rangers have a lot of rivals.
The Islanders are their arch rival.
Okay. Do you think Boomer agrees with you on that? He's a Long Island guy. By the way, I don't really know, but when I've heard him talk, maybe it's the connection of the Islanders.
Who's the radio play-by-play guy?
For the Rangers?
Matt Laughlin. Oh, the Devils. I'm sorry, the Ranger guy?
Yeah.
Who does it now?
No,
but he does some of the games. He doesn't do most of the games. I think it's Kenny. Isn't Kenny Albert doing it?
No, he does TV.
He's the main radio guy.
He's the main radio
guy,
but he does so many other jobs that a lot of times...
Kenny Albert, Don LaGreca, who else?
I'm talking about the analyst.
Oh, the analyst is...
Oh, Dave Maloney.
Yeah.
No, I'm from someone else I'm thinking about. Somebody went off on Jack Hughes the other day.
Oh, that was Valaket. Steve Valaket. That was on TV, yeah.
Yes.
It was ridiculous, by the way.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It was very...
So you're telling me that's not... born out of rivalry. By the way, for those that missed it, it's because Jack Hughes slowed down when he scored his second goal.
Look at you.
You know what? I'm going to retract number three. If I get Tiki Barber to care this much about Devils Rangers, I care that it's cared about.
I pulled the audio of that yesterday, and we were going to talk about it. We just didn't get to it. Now I feel bad that we should have brought it up. Basically, for those that missed it, Steven Valiquette, former Ranger goaltender, now he does a mostly good job on MSG, was pissed at Jack Hughes, saying that he tried to show the Rangers up and called it an Instagram goal or something.
Yeah. Instagram hockey.
Instagram hockey. Jack Hughes was then asked about it, and I thought Jack handled it well. He's like, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, shut up.
Jack Hughes was right, by the way. It was ridiculous. But nonetheless, Devil fans, you care way too much about these regular season games. Keep going.
By the way, clearly, the Rangers announcer does too.
Yeah. I searched Joe Harris in Sean Borash's Twitter history. I have found not one, but numerous Joe Judge is the guy tweets. Loves Joe Judge.
Well, by the way, I would have said that too at the beginning.
Okay. I was ready to run through a wall for
him. I'm just saying.
Me too.
Joe Judge is catapulting himself in a top 10 coach territory right now.
Just got passed over for the UMass job.
Got a lot of stuff, man.
All right, great. Can I get
number two?
The number two thing that bothers me, people care about, it is this NBA Cup. What are we doing here? What are you winning? You're going to hang a banner. You're going to win a stupid trophy. I don't understand why you people care about this. It is regular season basketball with a twist. And if I have to be told that regular season basketball matters more than it should be, that's a basketball problem, not a tournament problem.
I think you said a lot of things that are true, but you can also care about something that was just created because, and this is where me and Tommy agree, I'm a competitive fan. That's who I am. The Nets play a game tonight. They're the only team in town. Mark my words, I want to see my team win tonight. Now, you could argue, well, what are you winning? They suck and they're tanking. I want to win. And I think for Tommy and other Knicks fans, yeah, it's an NBA Cup. Yeah, it's not a real championship. They want to win. They want to beat Trae Young. They want to beat Giannis Antetokounmpo. They want to beat the Thunder.
You should care about that anyway.
They want to win.
But you're
giving you something extra, a chance at a mini title.
They're not, though, because it's a fake title. You don't actually get anything for it, and it's embarrassing to hang a banner for it.
Sean, I agree that it's not real and it's kind of newish, and I'd love to have something attached to it, but you can also still care about it. Two things can be true at the same time.
You want
to
get me to care? The playoff format changes. The winner of the cup gets an automatic pass to the NBA Finals, and you play the playoffs for the one of the team to meet them. Then I'll care.
Maybe not the NBA Finals, but perhaps they'd advance a seed.
I agree. But that's what I would do.
That would be interesting.
You know what I would do?
Advance a seed. Because then everybody cares.
Well, I'll give you two things. I think, A, you advance a seed. So for a Knicks team that's clearly a playoff team, you advance up. So instead of being the 3 seed, you're the 2 seed. Now, is that unfair to Cleveland? Too bad. Make the tournament. You didn't make it. The problem is, what if the Knicks are the 1 seed anyway? What the hell do you get? You're already the 1 seed.
You don't care.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't. If you're the 1 seed, you don't care.
Okay.
Or you stop caring at the end of the year if you're in the 2 seed and you can rest guys.
That's true, which is also bad for the regular season. And then the other thing I would do is, if you're a team that's not a playoff team, you make the postseason.
I think you would have to caveat it to not go from 2 to 1.
What?
Because whoever earned the 1 seed in the regular season, you have to give it.
So you max out at 2.
You max out at 2.
So if the Knicks are the 3 seed, which may well be where they end up, you would get to go up to 2.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's why winning the cup is...
That's why it gives you incentive to win the cup.
Right.
So you avoid the 1 seed, whoever it is, let's say Boston this year, until you have to play it.
Right. That's assuming you're the 2 or the 3.
No, I'm saying
you could be the 7.
If you're 3 and you're fighting to get to the 2, you just can't quite do it because Cleveland's too good.
The one thing I will agree with both of you guys
on. You won the cup, so guess what? You go to 2.
I like the idea of you winning something other than a cup and a banner. I agree with you about that.
See, hold on, Sean. This is why it's important not only to the Knicks and Knicks fans.
It's better than the golden at bat.
I don't want to go down the golden at bat thing.
Don't bring that stupidity up.
And it's not stupid. And by the way, I love Howie Rose. Take a breath. The idea is not the worst idea.
No, it is actually the worst idea. It's the worst idea.
It's the worst idea ever in sports.
Ever in sports?
Ever in sports.
Thank you, Tiggy.
There's an in-season tournament going on right now.
Dude, I spent years of my career crushing it on the gridiron, getting replaced on the back page because of baseball. And now you're going to take the purity of baseball and just urinate all over it because you want to have the best player hit whenever the hell he wants to?
My guy.
No, thank you.
My guy.
Not whenever the hell he wants to, once in a game.
Before you continue, when I heard about the golden rule or the golden at-bat, I was worried about you. Because I don't know. Because I'm like, you know what? Tiki's always admitted I got into baseball late. I like it now. Much more casual.
BT taught me how to be a purist.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it. Well, I hear Brandon likes the golden rule too, so I don't know. But I wasn't sure.
That's
like I could,
because his kid is playing baseball and he wants Colt to bat every at bat.
Probably true to it.
Fair. You know what? That's a good father. I have no problem with that. But I wasn't sure because I could see you saying, you know what, Evan? You're too old school. You're too geeky. This is cooler. The fact that you're so adamant against it makes me so happy.
You're welcome. I'm fan of strategy in baseball.
Are you done with your
strategy
list, by the way?
No, here's number one.
Here my God.
Number one.
You're the one who kept interrupting.
I'm sorry.
The number one thing I don't understand when people care about, and Tiki, let me finish before I say these three words.
Uh-oh. Tanking?
The World Cup, but only...
What is wrong with you?
But only...
It is the world's game.
I think I can get you to a place. I think I can lead a horse to water. I only don't understand caring about the World Cup when you root for countries that aren't your own. Like, when my friend Anthony puts on a chain and roots for Italy, bro, you grew up in Merrick, Long Island. You didn't grow up in the boot, okay? You are an American. You root for Team USA. But we have all these people that root for the countries. Great. Your great-grandmother made a great meatball. That doesn't mean
you
root for Italy.
You can also root for that country, but USA's got to be one.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. It happens every World Cup. It drives me nuts.
The only thing, and I know this isn't the same, but I want to speak where I can see that being the case. Again, another event you probably don't care about, I'm surprised it wasn't up there, was the World Baseball Classic.
I actually liked the World Baseball Classic. The first conversation I ever had with Evan Roberts was watching a World Baseball Classic game, and I told him I liked it.
Is that true?
And Shohei Ohtani made it baller. Yeah.
He did make it baller. Our first conversation was about the WBC.
Yeah, I came to meet you at a Buffalo Wild Wings Center Reach, Long Island, when I was 20 years old. And I said, yeah, Evan, nice to meet you. You know, I like this World Baseball Classic. You said, I like it too.
Really?
And that was it. And then I sat and had my Asian Zing Wings, and I never talked to you again until we did a show 14 years later.
Well, that was a great bonding moment. Yeah. The one thing I find sort of confusing about the WBC is I'm an American. I root for Team USA. But when one of my Met players is participating on Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic, they're my guys.
As long as they're not playing U.S. the Americans.
It's tough. I think if the American team.
Oh, hold on.
Hypothetically. Hold on. I haven't even said anything.
We got to hold on.
What am I holding on about?
You're holding. Don't tell me you're rooting for Puerto Rico or whoever, whatever team, the DR.
Can I give you a hypothetical? If I'm watching a WBC game, let's say 4 years from now or 2 years from now, whenever it comes back, and the American team features this lineup. Bryce Harper, okay, Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge.
Still America.
Freddie Freeman.
Still America.
Alec Boehm.
Still America.
Nick Castellanos.
It is America.
Trey Turner.
We live in America.
Okay, so all of these guys that I do not like.
You cannot go to college and have a high-paying job in America.
I understand, but they're facing my Juan Soto and a bunch of players on my team. I don't know, man.
Root for America.
Like, if I'm facing Puerto Rico and it's Edwin Diaz and it's Mark Vientos and it's Francisco Lindor, I think Mark is Puerto Rican. He's born here, but I think he's got Puerto Rican heritage. He could play for them.
Oh, the way the World Baseball Classic is fast and loose with those rules.
I agree, but I'm just using him as an example. If the Puerto Rican team is my Met team, I'm sorry, bro. Like, my natural reaction is I'm rooting for my guys.
As a presidential historian, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, I didn't say this has happened yet.
I'm saying
I could see this happening.
The fact that you even would contemplate it hypothetically.
No, you root for your country first and foremost.
Well,
give up your American president card right now.
Can I walk you through a scenario?
Go ahead. Just did.
Okay, no,
I agree with you.
I want to get more specific.
All right.
The Team America decides to use the golden at-bat, and they send up Aaron Judge to face Edwin Diaz with the bases loaded and one out.
Okay.
And Edwin Diaz strikes him out. Okay? The next hitter is also Aaron Judge because he golden at-batted somebody else. So now Edwin Diaz, my guy, my closer, is facing Aaron Judge again with the World Baseball Classic on the line. You really think I should sit there and root for Aaron Judge?
You set yourself up, you dope.
Right. You struck him out. Great. Now let him hit a home run.
No!
You want Aaron Judge to homer because the last thing you want is Diaz jumping up around and celebrating in the World Baseball Classic.
Damn it, that was the wrong example. You got me on that one. My point is, I can see the confusion when you root for players. Like, I love my baseball team. I love my country, but if it's filled with guys on my baseball team, it's different. It changes things.
You're an American. You set aside your Met patronage for that moment, and you root for America.
So when Pete Alonso is playing from the Minnesota Twins, you rooting for the Twins?
No.
All right. Argument solved.
No, that's not the argument.
Oh, he's right. That's still a player you love.
He left my team, though. Why am I rooting for him?
Just because you didn't want them.
But those guys, that's different.
Those guys left your team in spring training to go play in this.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
All right.
Very good, Cinco List. I apologize for it taking 18 minutes. When we come back, pick your evil, Yankee fans. Would it hurt you more if he went to Boston? Or would it hurt you more if he went crosstown to the New York Mets? Evan Tiki here on the Fan. So locally, quiet night. Nets are playing the Indiana Pacers, but the local hockey teams are off. Islanders got a point last night.
It's anything but quiet, Evan.
Wait a minute, why? What's going on? That's crazy.
There's a tree lighting tonight.
Oh, that? That's a big thing on TV. Is somebody big performing? Is Beyonce performing?
I don't know.
Is Tay-Tay performing?
I have no idea. Yeah. All I know is that it's going to take me an extra 30, 40 minutes to get home.
No, I know. I saw that, too. I'm actually thinking of staying late and doing a Rico Bronya tonight to avoid the traffic. But there is no local action. Yeah. Last night, obviously, you had it with the Knicks romping into their tournament, their quarterfinals as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. By the way, so you're into it, Loogie. Why are you into it, then, if there's nothing on the line?
Well, I kind of wanted Sean here for this, but I am
Why does Sean have to be here?
Because
you don't care what I think?
No, because I want him to hear this. I wanted
Screw
him to hear
Sean.
This.
Sean, he's too busy,
So,
you
Sean,
know.
If you're listening right now while you're sitting on the porcelain throne...
Is that what he's doing right now?
I think he told me he had to go take a little...
You know,
little,
before you continue, we have commercial breaks, Sean. So I hope you hear me via Alexa in the bathroom right now. That's what the commercial break is for. Not when Loogie's about to make a point and you're sitting on the throne.
He's probably just going number one.
To be fair, you get there, you scroll Instagram, you make some bets, you check if your fantasy team won this weekend. So I understand that. It's like a break from the show. He does it. You don't notice that he does this all the time?
He doesn't need a break from the show.
He does this literally like three or four times a show.
He's back. How'd it go?
Sean?
Was it a one or a two, bro?
You went
Honestly.
To the bathroom.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom because, unlike you guys, I actually have stuff I need to do in breaks, and I have to last minute.
Passive aggressive much? Jeez.
Anyhow, so. Sean's here now, so I guess you can make your point. Go ahead.
What? So Evan asked me, am I interested in the NBA Cup? And I said, yeah, it goes beyond basketball. It goes beyond the Knicks. It's for all of New York. Because it's about time some team at the Garden or plays at the Garden wins a cup.
that was the big payoff?
Yeah.
Because we know the Rangers will never win another cup. So it's about time the Knicks show you how it's done. And since you don't want to take my bet, Sean, where you would dress up, how about this? When the Knicks win the NBA Cup, you got to dress like the NBA Cup. You want to take that bet on?
Is that even a real trophy?
They have the cup in the middle of the court.
But they're actually handing that out?
Of course they are, right?
No, there is a trophy, yeah.
So I couldn't go to the bathroom so he could make that line?
Yeah. Well, it actually plays into our poll question, which I was going to run into Evan, but I can't because you've put going to the bathroom more important than the show.
Yeah, sure. Give it
quite
to
frankly.
Me. No, it's no problem. I'll get bladder cancer.
Give him the sponsor. Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Jeez. All right. You don't have to run it in. You can just read it. Or do you need me to read it? Is it like an official Evan thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, then Sean, read the poll results.
Sean, you have a role here.
All right, here we go. The SNY Fan Choice poll was sponsored by Dunkin', the official coffee of Evan and Tiki. By the way, I did that right. Evan would have read that second, so I did it better anyway. Okay, now the question was, will the Knicks win the NBA Cup? Yes, no, or I don't care about the NBA Cup were the answers?
Yes.
Do I just read this or you want to guess?
I see it on the screen. So
it was yes, no, or don't care. Okay,
thank you.
26.
Tiki wins.
26% yes, 11% no, 63%.
63%.
I don't care about this last night, and it holds true for most New Yorkers.
63% don't care. Well, look.
To cast your vote, visit SNY.tv.
Give me something that means something, and then I'll care.
But the only way something means something is by building its history. So I think where the 63% don't understand necessarily is it's early. It's only the second year of this. If you do this every single year, your kids, my kids, will care. Now, I agree. I would like something on the line. I don't know if you remember what I recommended last year. Do you remember what I recommended last year? It was a brilliant idea.
It was the fans get paid.
Correct.
Yeah.
Season ticket holders get paid for their team winning. Now, do I have a bias in this? Maybe.
Well,
but why not?
How much are they getting paid?
So I have to do a little bit of math. I know what the NBA players are getting paid. So I would take the Emirates company and say, look, you want to sponsor the cup? Throw in an extra $50 million, and we're going to split that $50 million over the fan base that wins the NBA Cup.
$50 million?
So let's say the Knicks have about 15,000 season ticket holders,
so you're
okay?
$50 million on over 15,000 people?
That's right. So let's divide that. Hold on one second. Do you know how to do that? 50
wow.
million.
I got to tell you, it would make your season. You'd sell out.
Yeah, so I would get $3,300 for my team winning the NBA Cup.
Yeah, you would sell out.
Done.
If every NBA team wants to sell out their arena, that's what they would do.
And make people care?
Yes.
You want to make the arena electric? My idea is the best.
Because you'd have to get season tickets. So every season ticket would be sold out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't participate.
You would sell out every season ticket. I'd go to every game, by the way. Like, last night, I would have been there. I would have never even thought about not going. I'd have been the biggest Knick fan in the world, screaming for my $3,300. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I would have had a good time. Oh, one last thing, Tommy. If you go to the NBA Cup game next week with Sean Morash, do me a favor. And I know you can do it.
Oh, I am.
I want you to chant very loudly.
We want the cup! We want the cup! We want the cup!
I don't know if you know this or not.
Yeah.
The Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 1994. O.J. Simpson just recently died.
True.
The Knicks made a run last year. The Rangers made a run last year. Maybe Sean was right, just was a little early on his
prediction. You nailed it.
We are going to have a cup in this town.
I like it.
The NBA Cup.
The last or the second to last time the Knicks won something so meaningless as an Eastern Conference, the Rangers won the actual cup. So let's have them win something meaningless.
You're such an awful loser. Your entire Cinco was ragging on the Devil fans, the great people of New Jersey. By the way, you're wrong on that.
Too lazy to pump their own gas.
You ragged on the Mets fan.
Alone. The next championship might come from New Jersey.
The Red Bulls, right?
MLS Cup.
Let's go.
This Saturday.
Let's go.
There's another cup. Jeez, right. A lot of cups going on.
You know what? We want the cup.
Right.
You ragged
on every team, and as soon as I rag on your team, you have to start ragging. Can you just take it and go, you know what?
No,
that's a good one.
I can't take it because what I say goes, and when everybody picks on me, I deny it.
Your team can't win a cup. The Knicks will.
All I know as an independent Garden observer, I am rooting for the New York Knicks to finally bring a cup back to Madison Square Garden.
We want the cup.
I love it.
I'm telling you, after my surgical procedure, I think I'm going to the game now. I think I'm going to take a train, no matter how high I am, and I'm going to be at Madison Square Garden, because you know what? We want the cup.
That's a poll. That's an Evan Roberts poll.
What's the poll?
What is worse for the fan base? The Knicks having a banner, meaning for people to mock them, the Knicks having a banner for the cup, or the Rangers and the Ranger fan having to live with the Knicks fan screaming, we want the cup, and them winning a cup, and they didn't.
We will laugh at you because it's pathetic.
Okay, we want a cup, you didn't.
The regular season championship is more important than an NBA cup.
You literally have a banner hanging from the rafters celebrating you guys having the most wins last year, and you worded it in a way that was so embarrassing.
Yeah, regular season champions, I think, is the way they worded it.
They were.
Yeah, okay.
They were. Well, by the way, congratulations. Fish has a banner, too. And what does that mean?
That is true. All right. I am very curious, and it's tough for me to answer this, Teak, as an IBO.
Go ahead.
If Juan Soto leaves the Yankees...
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, our meter on this is somewhere in the middle right now. Like, I've had this premonition, and I laid this out a few weeks ago, that I think Soto prefers to stay. And Scott Boras has been using these the Met Red Sox leaks to bring the price up. He'll go back to the Yankees.
Yes.
But if he leaves, would the Mets hurt the Red Sox more, or the Yankee fan more, or would the Red Sox hurt the Yankee fan more? Like, which departure? Going to the crosstown rival? Or going to the division rival that you've had a blood feud with since before you were born.
I think it would be the Red Sox.
By a lot, right?
I think by a lot, because you weren't even thinking about the Red Sox. I mean, you have as of late, because maybe next week we'll call him a hack, is saying that he's going to the Red Sox. But before that, you weren't even thinking about the Red Sox.
I don't think anybody took him seriously.
Nobody, they were in the conversation.
I still don't really take
them seriously,
Sox,
and
the way.
Boston's a big market, but you didn't take it seriously. So... But for the last year, all you've heard about is the Met fan.
Right.
Saying, well, he's renting in the Bronx. He's going to buy in Queens. Like, you've heard it. And so you've gotten, I don't say used to it, almost dismissive of it. And so if it happens, it would suck. But you kind of have heard it for the last year. The Red Sox would be out of nowhere in your division.
And that adds to it a little bit when you hear about something for so long versus I didn't really ever take that seriously. Which would hurt you more, Sean?
Which is this now?
Red Sox or the Mets?
They don't listen to the show other than when they're talking.
I have another job. I pulled some real quickly. The Mets would hurt me more.
Why?
Because I live with idiots like Lugau. It actually comes down to the fact. Because
I don't think the Met fan is gonna brag against the Yankees.
Wow,
hear me out. For the next 5 months, maybe you will.
Right.
Or 4 months, maybe you will. But once the season starts. And the Yankees are the Yankees and winning games because they just always win games, save for one season and don't make the postseason. you're not gonna forget about Juan Soto, but it's gonna be like, who cares? We don't need him.
No,
we're
gonna
be good anyways.
Yeah, this is where I hold on both of you, Tiki. I would have agreed with you 5 months ago. Something changed.
What?
Saquon Barkley's year with the Eagles changed, and all I have gotten is tormented.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
No. But those fans,
it's not related. It's not the same game.
No, but it's a superstar that we had that I rooted hard for.
Yes.
That went to a team with a fan base in close proximity.
Yes.
That now every time that person does something great, it's not about them rooting for the player. It's
okay, but it's so different. It's so different. The Giants didn't want Saquon Barkley. They tried to sign him for 2 years.
That's
true.
They gave him
an offer, which is relatively close to the offer he ended up taking. They gave him an offer. He said no. They franchised him. They gave a contract to Daniel Jones. At that point, it was over. Like they weren't the next year. They weren't even thinking about contracting with him. The Yankees are going all in to try to sign Juan Soto,
which might make it worse than that.
Why? Because they're putting their best effort forward. It's one thing to dismiss a star and then have him go someplace else and be even bigger of a star. Because let's face it, he's a bigger star in Philadelphia than he ever was here in New York.
Yeah, he'll now be remembered as
an Eagle. As crazy as that sounds, because of what we went through with him, Rookie of the Year and all these other accolades and blah, blah, blah. He's going to do X, Y, and Z. He's a bigger star in Philadelphia because he's likely going to win the MVP than he ever was in New York. I know that sounds crazy, but that is happening.
I don't disagree. I don't think that sounds crazy.
We dismissed him. See you, dude. We don't want you anymore. So, of course, the Philadelphia Eagle fan is going to mock us because we didn't want him.
I agree.
We want Juan Soto. So if we don't get him, it's just because Steve Cohen spent more money.
But that's why we will be dismissed and mocked. Ha ha! You're the big bad Yankees. Couldn't sign their guy.
That's just who has the bigger one. That's all that comes down to. Like honestly, you can't help that. Steve Cohen has more money. He wanted to spend more money.
Right, but now
we're not saying as Yankee fans, okay, you can have Juan Soto. We don't need him. But he stinks. He's done. He's washed up. He's too hurt. He doesn't play enough seasons. He's never going to have a 2,000-yard season, total yardage. Hell, he's going to rush for 2,000 yards. It's a completely different scenario.
So young fans are annoying, right? And social media has made it this way. And I'm annoying. Mets fans are annoying. This, that, the other thing, right?
I think you blame more Juan Soto.
I blame Hal.
Hold on, stop. If Juan Soto leaves and goes to the Mets and the money is whatever close, you're blaming Juan Soto. In fact, you're probably, as a Yankee fan, more mad at Juan Soto than you are at the Met fan who's going to mock you. I'm just telling you.
I have to see how the deal goes down, like, and the parameters and the money, but I can't deal with a Met fan and using, you know, who's bigger, with a penile implant, which would be signing Juan Soto and outbidding the Yankees. That will be vastly. The Red Sox and the Red Sox, whatever.
Tiki brought up a very interesting point that I've been thinking about, because I didn't think about it this way. In the immediate aftermath of signing Juan Soto, yes, you're right. Everyone will be a jerk. I'll even be a jerk. And I try not to be with this stuff. I haven't been a trash talker about Juan Soto, but you're right. Like, there will be moments, and I apologize in advance of, oh, yeah. I think once the season starts, and he's a Met.
Yeah.
He's a Met.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
And also, he was a Yankee for a year.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as if you had him his whole career. So I think he kind of very quickly, especially after the first year is over, he's just a Met.
Yep.
And I think that, yeah, we may talk trash about future free agents like, oh, we're going to steal Austin Wells from you or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't think, like, the Soto thing hangs over you the way you're describing. I think temporarily it will, but not forever.
Let's not pretend that Juan Soto is the only reason the Yankees went to the postseason. They're going to go back to the postseason.
They should, yes.
Sure.
They're going to spend money on somebody or a couple of somebodies.
And by the way, they also may be better than the Mets. They may turn out and have a better year.
It's not like you're losing Juan Soto and you're going 2-15. You know what I mean?
That's why the Saquon comparison's terrible. I agree with Tiki about that. It doesn't work at all. Because obviously the main point being the Giants didn't want to bring him back.
Yeah.
The Yankees are doing everything they can to bring him back.
I promise you this. I understand where you guys are going from, and I totally agree with what Tiki said, like the Giants didn't want him. I am strictly talking about from a fan's point of view. I have never experienced in my sports fandom of any sport anything like I'm experiencing from Eagles fans this season, and now if I have to do it with people sitting next to me.
Because Saquon was our guy for 7 years.
Right.
Six years.
So it's not a perfect comp, but you have to realize the Mets have never done this. They've never truly posed.
But you've had him for a season.
and went to a World Series first 15 years. For a lot of guys, a lot of young Yankee fans, like that's their guy now, man.
I agree.
Even after 1 year.
Who was the ALCS MVP?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, right. Who dominated for the Yankees in the postseason?
Giancarlo Stanton.
Was it? I mean, Juan Soto was good, but who? It wasn't Juan Soto.
Giancarlo.
They don't get there without Soto, though. They've tried with Stanton and Judge. They haven't gotten to the World Series.
I think that you're right. The complexion of the Yankee-Met rivalry changes forever. I will totally give you that.
Yes.
But I think what you're shortchanging, and I know I can't judge your own emotions. You can emote however the hell you want. The Boston Red Sox are the sleeping giant. You've hated them your entire life. Most Yankee fans have. And we've commented a little bit about how the rivalry's dull right now. Who cares about the Red Sox? You hate the Astros more. Right. We've had these discussions before.
It immediately brings it back.
Immediately! Yeah. It's like a kerosene crazy fire. When Juan Soto shows up at Fenway Park in that obnoxious jersey, in that obnoxious stadium, in front of those obnoxious fans, everything you felt about Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Pedro Martinez and Kevin Millar and Johnny Damon and all of those guys that brings you back to your youth. And for those that are older, go back even further with Yaz and Company. It's back and it's on, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, they will be back like you've never seen before, and you're forgetting. I'm here, and Tiki's here to remind you, they're the Red Sox. And while you have forgotten about them for a very long time, I promise you, their resurgence with Juan Soto will be ferocious. Ferocious,
right,
Sean.
Calm down with your fake wrestling voice.
It's not fake wrestling, it's reality.
Number two,
they're going to come back, and you're not in 14
times a year.
I also don't think after they sign Juan Soto that the Red Sox...
Not 4. 14.
Okay. I don't believe in the Red Sox organization building around Juan Soto. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe I'm naive. The Mets, I'm giving you credit.
Sean, I don't know what the Red Sox are going to do the rest of this season or this offseason. Here's what I would know if they signed Juan Soto. They took a 26-year-old superstar that you wanted away from you and placed him in your division staring right into your eyes. How you don't see that as a huger issue, quite frankly, it's not even close.
Right.
You asked me, I want to go back to 5 minutes ago, you asked me how I would feel personally.
Yes.
I would expect a Yankee-Red Sox rivalry, hey, you hate Boston, go back and forth. Personally, family, friends, whatever. That trash talk that becomes annoying when you're dealing with it every day.
Yeah,
and
the Mets have finally stolen a Yankee guy. Would sell, like, you could easily dismiss the Met fan.
You can't dismiss the
Red Sox fan.
They keep getting up and coming for more, and they will come for more and more.
Okay, but what are you gonna, the only way that makes sense for the Met fans is if you're going to the World Series. If you're a great team. If you're better than the Phillies, right? If you're better than the Braves. If you're better than the Dodgers. That's the only way it makes any sense that what they're talking trash at you, that's the only way it matters.
But
because you had him for a year.
I get it.
And let's not forget, I know you're saying he was the key. Aaron Judge won the freaking MVP, dude. Like, what are we talking about?
I've just seen this core of the Yankees not go to a World Series year after year. They find it was
Aaron Judge won an MVP.
He did. He did.
Giancarlo Stanton won the ALCS MVP.
And when was the team at its absolute best? When they finally added Juan Soto.
Great. Get somebody else that can play right field and hit a little bit.
Well, I don't want anybody else. I want Juan Soto.
Yeah, I think that the dormant...
But why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Truthfully speaking...
Why?
I enjoyed watching Juan Soto at-bats more than I've enjoyed watching any Yankee take at-bats in the last 20 years, probably going back to Jeter in his prime. Hmm. I genuinely found my joy in not being bored by Yankee stale baseball and watching Juan Soto play, and it led to a World Series that gave me so much fun. I think Juan Soto's fun, awesome, and everything. He might be my favorite baseball player I've ever watched all time.
Jeez, careful here.
That is how hard... Maybe other Yankee fans will feel
Sean,
like that's how I feel about it.
I respect the hell out of that.
You
and
know he is?
What?
He goes on a date and falls in love.
Oh, Sean does?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, this was some date, though. I'm married to the girl I went to prom with.
She's beautiful. I mean, did you see her ass? See how she was walking? Oh, I'm in love. Talk to her.
We're talking about a hypothetical girl and now my wife's ass. Right?
In fairness, Tiki, Juan Soto's got some ass.
He does.
The way he shakes that booty.
He shakes it.
I'd spank those honey hams right now.
I think that everything you said was so eloquent about Juan Soto. And look, we started the show way back when at 2 o'clock. You'd rewind on the Odyssey app that we all agree the Yankees are better off keeping him. There's no alternate universe where they're better off not keeping him. They just may not be able to. And I think what you're forgetting,
And I get why. I'm going to try not to be combative. I'm going to try to be like a friend, like a psychiatrist. You're forgetting who the Red Sox are. Mm. And you're forgetting who their fans are. And I understand that Met fans can be obnoxious. You work with a few of them. And yes, we would be very giddy over the signing and the stealing of Juan Soto. But the Boston Red Sox are the relevant rival. We're just a cute rival. We're in your face a lot. We play six times a year.
In 2 years when there's realignment, I'll be the cute rival?
Stop. That was something I fed you, okay? You don't believe in realignment. The Red Sox are your blood rival. They are your arch enemy.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now because I'm a hateful, hateful person. And I admit that. Like, I'm honest with who I am. If I don't get Juan Soto, if I don't get him, if he's not a New York Met, oh, it's clear where I want him to go.
All right. So,
and I want him to hurt you really badly. And the one place he could go that will hurt you is not L.A. and it's not even Toronto. It's Boston. Don't forget who they are. And because you're forgetting that, I want you to feel that pain if I can't get the pleasure.
I just want you to, and I could have a wrong read on this. Answer this question honestly. Who did you root for in the 2009 World Series?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
Why? They're your blood rival, Ev. They're in your division, Ev. They stare at your face, Ev. The Yankee fans are in this town. Why do you care about them so much, Ev?
First of all, the Phillies rivalry, as much as we don't like them, I'm going to make this very clear because it's true, is nothing like Yankees Red Sox. Nothing. And I don't like the Phillies. I've never liked the Phillies. It's not even close. And anybody who understands baseball rivalries would agree with me on that. That's number one. Number two, I'm a sad, pathetic man. Okay? Now, if you're a sad, pathetic man too,
I think we established that about a year and a half ago when the show started, but go on.
Touche then, sir. I did root for the Philadelphia. It pained me. I didn't like it.
So that same like I'm happy feeling with myself. Of not wanting them to celebrate and hating to deal with it, that's what I feel is coming with Juan Soto. That's my point.
So you hate the Mets more than the Red Sox?
It's not that I hate the Met fan. No, I don't even hate the Met fan because they're good people. I hate having to be annoyed with the Met fan more than I hate having to be annoyed by the Red Sox.
Sean also likes being the big brother, and he would no longer be the big brother. That's the real psychology of this team.
They still have to win.
But they signed Juan Soto away from the Yankees.
You guys aren't even putting the cart in front of the horse. You're putting the cart on the moon, right? It's like you're making this thing already successful. The Mets could sign Juan Soto. Anybody could sign Juan Soto and never win a damn thing. And he could make $700 million and be the happiest pig in you-know-what that there is, but never win. That could happen.
You're both right.
Sign me up for that.
I honestly think you're both right. He's being preemptive on his rightness, but you're real. Signing Juan Soto away from the Yankees would be the first major step to being big brother, but it doesn't work unless you win.
Right.
So you're both right. I will give you that. You're both right. Now, here's the difference between me and Loogie. I don't care about being big brother. I just want to win.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I want Juan Soto is because he's a great baseball player, and he gives the Mets a better chance to win. Simple as that. Is it an added benefit that you're taking him away from the Yankees? Sure. But to me, Juan Soto could have been a National. He could have been a Dodger. He could have been a Padre. If that man got to free agency, I would have wanted him, and I would have been talking about him as passionately as I am today or any Rico Bronya I've ever recorded. He is a great baseball player that I happen to want on my team.
And if Juan Soto signs with the Red Sox, do we start calling Gerrit Cole Eight Fingers? Because he can't get Devers out, and he sure as hell ain't getting Soto out. So that's Eight Fingers Cole.
That's a little trash talk right there, Sean. A little trash talk.
Cool. And the Red Sox fans going to get real loud if they get Soto.
Yeah, they're going to get very loud. And
don't you have a button to push, Tommy?
Oh, jeez. Let's go to Marco in Queens. How are you, Marco? Hello, Marco.
Marco, what up?
Marco going once?
Yep.
Oh,
hey. Yeah, guys.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up? Hey. No, so I just heard from a reliable source that the Mets are finalizing a contract with Soto.
Who's your reliable source, you cat?
I know, it's silly. But if that does happen, I just want to say it's a bad decision if he makes that. And I stand by it.
Why is it a bad decision?
Well, because the kind of money he's going to get, how do you justify that, right? I would need at least 2 to 3 championships.
Well, okay, a couple of things. Stay tuned for Baseball Not in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, coming up next on SNY. As a Met fan, our bar is so low. It really is amazing. And I give you a great example. The Mets traded for Mike Piazza and then extended him by giving him, at the time, what seemed like a crazy amount of money, $90 million.
Yeah.
He is celebrated as an all-time great Met. They went to one World Series and won nothing. The Yankee discourse and the Met discourse is very different. You can be a Met legend and win nothing.
Mm-hmm.
David Wright is likely to have his number retired this year. Again, won nothing. So it's a different discussion that we will get into if the Mets are fortunate enough to sign Juan Soto. But we don't live in a world in which, boy, he better win five championships or he's a loser.
Right. That's by the way, the conversation that people have had, Yankee fans have had about Aaron Judge.
Yes. We don't have those discussions.
Two MVPs.
Right.
And one of the most epic seasons you'll ever witness.
If Juan Soto signs with the Mets, okay, signs a 15-year contract, he wins multiple MVPs. By the way, the Mets have never had an MVP. He wins multiple MVPs and just puts up all the numbers we expect. But the Mets don't win a championship. Now, I don't know what else happened that caused them not to win a championship. But Juan Soto's great. Puts up all the great numbers. He will have his number retired, and he will be a beloved New York Met. Because, not that I'm saying it's okay not to win a championship, but the bar with the Mets is so different. It just is. Like, there'll be other reasons they don't win. Maybe it's bad pitching decisions. Maybe it's Lindor getting old.
Right.
I don't know. But that's not how it works. Now, with the Yankees, it's very different. I think Sean will tell you, if you re-sign Juan Soto to a 15-year deal and you don't win a World Series, what are you going to say about Juan Soto?
Is he failure.
Yes. And that's the difference between us.
Yeah.
So I disagree with that sentiment that that's what or how Met fans would necessarily view that. Because I just don't think that's the case.